Well, the message I have for us tonight, I think the voice is down a little bit. So can you put it up? Yeah, I think it's a lot better. Some of us are getting deaf. We hear a lot of noise around us. Yeah, the message I want to have for us tonight, the Lord want us to hear tonight, is this subject of weak made strong. I can say this generally, that Christians are weak, that are made strong by God. And so if we think any other way, so we lost the way altogether. Because that is, we are God's workmanship, isn't it? We are His work. And is a work that He was doing by molding us. We are the clay and He is the potter, isn't it? And we see, if you look back into the history of God's work with His own people, it's always He shows the weak. Even the Israelites, He said, you were not the strongest among the nation of the earth. You were small in number, you were weak. And yet I chose you and I made you strong. And you see that theme runs from Genesis to Revelation, isn't it? Because if we think that we are strong in ourselves apart from the Lord, we are the weakest, and any enemy can defeat us. And we need to make this clear. And we will see that later on, even David will confess this. Paul will confess this. I know, isn't it, in the word that in the words of David himself, that he knew that it was the Lord. In verse 12, and David knew that the Lord had established him. That verse 12, he knew. Well, now, let me go back to say that David now made a king after a long run, isn't it? Running for his life. You see, so this weak man who was hiding, he was weak because the Lord God has revealed that to him, that you don't have to fight for yourself. You fight, you lose. Let me fight for yourself. And then he became weak. He was running. He had no throne. A king without a throne, isn't it? Because he was already been anointed. It's like you are made for heaven and you don't look like a citizen of heaven here on earth, isn't it? You are a mighty man of valor and yet you don't look like you are mighty. And I think the reason is because you want to your definition of being mighty and strong maybe is earthly, is worldly. It's not according to the Lord, because here the weak are the strong in the Lord. You see, I was praying with my brother Ernest, and then he prayed a prayer like we speak into the darkness. So when we declare this word of faith and truth, when we are weak ourselves, when situations around us are so impossible, we speak into the darkness and we shed light into it, because we speak the word of God, isn't it? We speak. David also in somewhere in the Bible says he strengthened himself with the Lord, isn't it? So a weak is strengthening himself with the Lord. So now he has been made a king who was running for his life. And now after this man died, Saul and Abner, son of Ner, also was killed. And we saw in one of my sermons that I had a clue after that why David lamented this man who was against him. But when he came to make peace with him and try to bring back the Israelites, so Joab and his brothers and so they were angry because he had killed this man had killed their brother. So David didn't want any help from anyone to rise to the throne. He wanted God Himself to make him strong and to put him in the leadership of the God of God's people. Well, now David is rising to be the king. And the first things he wants to do, he wants to do the right thing, what others before him had failed to do. Isn't it? And that is God always. Redemption. When Adam, first Adam, failed to trust God, to obey God. The second under Adam succeeded, and that is Jesus Christ. Why I'm saying that King David now is trying to correct what others have failed to do. We read that in Joshua 15. Joshua 15, verse 63. When the people crossed Jordan to go to the promised land, they were told to drive out all the enemies of God, all the tribes that were in the land. And each tribe was allotted a location, to defeat their enemies in that place. Well, we see in Joshua 15 that the tribe of Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites. The Jebusites were living in a place called Jabesh. Jabesh later on becomes Jerusalem. And so the citizens there were called Jebusites. So Judah failed to defeat these people who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. So these people were told to defeat this one, but they couldn't defeat them completely. So they had to live with them. As a symbol of living with what they shouldn't have lived with. Because they failed to strengthen themselves with the Lord, and they couldn't do that. And later on also, we've seen that not only Judah failed to dislodge these people, we are told again in Judges chapter 1, I think it's verse 21, the Benjamites, however, failed to dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem, in that area. So every tribe is failing. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the Benjamites. Again, they were failing to do that. And now King David is trying to say, well, look, what others have failed to do, I'm going to march to do. So the king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. That is verse 6 from 2 Samuel. Verse chapter 5. So they marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, you will not get in here, even the blind and the lame can ward you off. So these are the mighty men who fought Judah, or Judites and Benjamites, so they couldn't really dislodge these men. And now they say to David that you are weak, even lame and the blind will fight you. Well, I think this is true most of the time. The enemy would really make himself so strong and big to intimidate us. How many times you have been intimidated by situations around you? And to the point where you look so small, when in fact these things before God, any intimidations to God, is nothing, is too small for him who believes in the Lord. We have examples in Hebrews 11. Weak people, they were mighty men of God, they were people of faith. And now this is the nature of Satan. Always will magnify himself, and it's because of its pride. And I think it's something we need to be aware of, friends, that whenever you think of situations and they seem to you that they are impossible, as a child of God, you need to think twice. Because you don't compare these things against yourself. You compare them to the Lord you believe, because we have been called to walk by faith and to walk with our God, who has loved us so much. If our salvation is true, and the Holy Spirit lives in us, and the Scriptures lives in us richly, as Philippians would tell us in 3:16, and then we need to know that we are a people called by God who can be strong in the hand of God, even though we are weak in ourselves. And King David, he was told that. He was mocked. And the Bible says, nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David. And you know, and this victory was not for David himself, but that was what God had intended for his people. Any victory that you achieve has been intended by God himself. Not by you. We don't deserve any victory. But God, in his goodness and kindness, he wants us to know his presence, his mercy, his power, his protection. If I could say his establishment. He is always God who establishes his own people. And it's God who carries out his plans also, because he had anointed this man already. And when the realities were standing against David and it was looking like God has lied, you can't have a king who has no throne, who is running for his life, who is nearly dying all the time. These things, you cannot reconcile them. And always when you assess God things through this prism of yours, you will fail completely. You will lose heart. You will be defeated. Before I came here, I just couldn't imagine that I will be able to come. I was just so struggling with sleep, with call, with everything, with discouragement. And I was wondering, saying to myself, how am I going to do this tonight? How am I going to do this tonight? How? Have you ever wondered, how are you going to do this tonight? Or even, how am I going to meet my husband tonight? Because I don't look like I have a love, or I have the life, or even my wife. See, things like that. How? But the Lord has resources for us all. And for David, because the battle is not his, and he didn't make himself a king. He was the youngest of his brothers, insignificant. So our trouble is because we live in a world that wants us to understand life through their own reasoning and understanding and philosophies. Things we have tried ourselves and we have failed. We have tried those broken systems, and no water we could get there. It's only when we come to Christ, who says that if you drink from this water, you will thirst, but whoever drinks from the water I give, rivers of life shall flow from your stomach, or whatever. This man, he was mocked by Satan, and this is the nature of Satan, the blind and lame. Even a blind cannot see the armies of David. Even the lame cannot run and chase the enemies. And these men, they say, like the weakest power we have, if they just have to raise their stick like this and they knock you out. You see, a lame can just like roll over to you and knock you down. What is that? Just imagine if you believe something like that, you will always be defeated by the smallest, you see, challenges. But God wants us to overcome the small challenges and the big, the medium, and the biggest, because through him, all things are possible. So David, we have seen this, has captured this city. regardless of what these men have said, against the odds, against all the realities. Because these people, they had history. You see, it's just like an army, special forces that are trained never to be defeated, isn't it? And yet, the special forces are defeated. Even the war that we are hearing in northern Sudan, is like really this war. Because the paramilitary man who was waging war against the military, he became so powerful, this man. Just from being a militia who was like killing people in Darfur, eastern Darfur, just was brought into the capital with 20,000. And over the 4 years when he was just like given a position and freedom to move around, he maneuvered like another 100,000 armies from Niger to Chad or Chad and Libya and all other places, merchants. And he occupied a big area where he exploited the wealth there, dug the gold, 50,000 tons a year that was going across the country, all the money to his pocket. And he built really a fortified power. And then he started really to be hostile to the army, saying, I will take you to the grave, or you take me to the grave. And there are rumors that this man, maybe he's dead. And it's likely. But when he was speaking, this man, nobody could ever imagine that a power on earth could really dislodge him. Even in our days, we could see things like that. So let us, I hate allegory, but let us see the fact that every power around us, every challenge, is not too hard for God to overcome for us. If we acknowledge the fact that God is for us, and who can be against us. And we have seen David gave instructions to his people. He said, reach even these lame, reach them. You may need to use water shaft or waterfall, in some translation, to reach these lame and blind. So the language he is using is just like repeating what these people have said. I want to see these people who can really defeat me. And this is just a semantic language. Okay, lame, and okay, now I'm going to reach the lame. And see, now I'm going to defeat the lame. I'm going to defeat the lame, who are David's enemies. And David stayed in that country. And again, me repeating verse 12. David knows that it was the Lord. David knew that the Lord had established him, defeating his enemies and taking this country, this city that he changed to be Jerusalem and called Jerusalem and built it and became a fortified city, symbolic of the heavenly Jerusalem. And I think cities are symbolic. And that is why people fight over Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was pointing into something bigger. Is more than a place. To Jews and to Arab, who thought like that was the capital of their mosque, was pointing to their God, and the Hebrews, also the Israelites, because from here, and even biblically, so is used also to point to the New Jerusalem. That is why it is a significant place, and we have seen later on, Daniel would pray with his eyes open to Jerusalem. The city of God, a city that God has established, because David moved there through the power of God. You see, he's God. So these things, they raise their faith. So David knew, and it is very important for us, when we overcome, when we are victorious, we need to give glory to God. We knew. We have to know this. And because that will help us and will stop us from becoming proud. Lest we think that is our strength and our intelligence or our resources is God. So it's very important to know this. And Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians said this, he was also a weak man. He was given a thorn in his body. And he said that so that he will not be proud. So that he will not be proud. He said when he was given this thorn, he prayed to God three times. He pleaded with the Lord to take this out from him. But the Lord would not take it away. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So David was able to defeat those people through the help of God because he was a weak person. Same here for Paul, and also it should be the same for you and I. If we are ever to see God's victories and God's provisions, God answer for our prayers. If I go on reading, Paul says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. So it become a trait for him. Just like that. And so don't be alarmed. It should give you an experience. You should be mature knowing that when you are weak now, maybe this is the time for me to overcome. You see? Just like that. And beware when you are strong, because that is what is going to happen to follow that. When David really lost sight of who made him strong and established him, a strong was made weak, and he fell into adultery. So Apostle Paul said that, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What shall we take away from this place tonight? We don't like the word weak, but in a spiritual language, it's not weak, it's strong, isn't it? Strong. It's strong. Weak made strong, and we sing of these things. But now when we sing this song, we need to think of David, of Saul, of yourself, of myself, as weak who were made strong, and who have the knowledge, the fact that we were weak, and yet it's the Lord. For we don't deserve anything good, for we have sinned against the Lord, and sin has ruined us. It is only the work of God, through the work of God, that we can become strong. Well, we will continue to see how David proceeds as a king, being established by God. But let us be encouraged that in our situations, when we face situations that seem to be very difficult and hard, let us trust the Lord. Let us believe and to know that it is not about you. It's not about whether you feel adequate in yourself or not. It's all that you need is to have faith and have trust. And the Lord God who has promised that I come to give you life and in abundance. It may not look like how the world wants that, but maybe even our daily bread, even one battle at a time. You see, you don't need magnificent things. You see, or to win all your battles at once, one battle at a time. And let us not also open many battles, because that is not how God works. He opens one, he allows us to go through one battle, for he will not want us to be overwhelmed, because with every struggles, there is a way out for him who believes in the Lord. The weak made it strong. I don't know whether we have chosen that song for tonight, but it doesn't matter. But this is what I want to share with us tonight. Continue to trust in the Lord, even if you are to cry 3 times, 5 times, know that even after that, the power of God is made perfect in our weakness. Paul ends his letter to the Ephesians by these words: peace to the brothers and brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. And all say, Amen. Amen.